There's nothing scheduled the rest of the day. Wow, wow. When's the next year I'm supposed to give? Any idea? I'm just like visiting. I don't know. No, I'm supposed to give like four shirim. I don't know. 11:45. Wow. Tell me here at 10:30.
The camper.
10:30. Whoa, that's okay. Okay. So bracha Shabbos and 10:30. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay, good. Okay, so let's start with Shlosh HaShachar, tie into Shabbos. Okay. Finished roughly at 10:30. So help me out a little bit. It's unusual to have a bracha which is daraisa. Birchas HaMazon, which is a bracha daraisa. And possibly Birchas HaTorah, the sugyan brachos and daf chaf aleph. You know, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Tav Lamed, that there are two brachos, daraisa, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMazon. What exactly is necessary for Birchas HaMazon on the level of daraisa? You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon. That certainly is true. Without it, how would one imagine that that's Birchas HaMazon? I understand. What more is necessary min HaTorah for Birchas HaMazon? What more exactly is necessary? I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that I eat. I got that. What else is necessary? What else is necessary? What do you have to say? These are the easy questions, no? So, what else is necessary for Birchas HaMazon Daraisa? Birchas HaMazon Daraisa. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my food. That's good. What's the theme of the second bracha of benching? Eretz Yisrael. What's the theme of the third bracha? Yerushalayim. How do you know that you have to mention Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim? How do you know that's true? You're a Madrichim. So the answer is Al Aretz. That's Eretz Yisrael. Hatov is Yerushalayim. Where's that Gemara? Daf Memches. That you have to mention Mazon, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. I got that. All I have to do is mention those three? Or I need three separate brachos midaraisa? What would you say? So a person in a single bracha, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim, is that enough for benching on the level of daraisa? Or do you require three separate brachos? Three separate brachos. What do you say? There is a Tosus now. Tosus brachos that tezayin. That the minyan habrachos is daraisa. The minyan habrachos is daraisa. Three brachos are min haTorah. It's not enough just to say thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim. But the Gemara hasn't daf memches, bracha rishona, bracha shniya, bracha shlishis. Oh, so a chiddush of Tosus. The minyan habrachos is a din daraisa. Tosus is bothered. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that if a person is a poel, he can go ahead and combine two themes in a single bracha? He can recite a bracha combining Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So you know what Tosus writes? Such a chiddush. That's called an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. That's an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. Where's the sugya of Yesh Kof V'Yanachem Laker Davar Min HaTorah? The sugya of Amos and Dav Sarim Abayis, right? Right, that's a chiddush. That's the beginning of the sugya. Good, right? The Tosun Daf Tzadim Abayis. Ooh, so add to the list. Not only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not only when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, not only Sadin B'Tzitzis, but add to the list a poel who can recite an abridged form of benching, combining bracha two and bracha three. That Tosus writes in Akiras Dev Man HaTorah. Ooh, such a chiddush, such a chiddush. The Rashba writes that certainly is not true. You need three brachos for Birchas HaMazon on the level of Daraisa. You have to mention three themes, that's true. But three brachos. Three brachos are not necessary. And therefore, of course, the Chachamim allowed a pohel to combine bracha 2 and bracha 3 because they're similar, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the need for an independent bracha, that's only a din, the Rabbanan. Oh, so Tosus, Sashita's three brachos is a din, Daraisa, The Shita of the Rashba is no, the themes are Daraisa. What else could you possibly require in order to fulfill Berchas HaMazon Daraisa? So I have several brachos, or maybe even one bracha. I mention Eretz Yisrael, I mention Yerushalayim. Obviously, I thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon. Anything more? Anything more for mentioned Daraisa? Anything more? What else did you see so far? That same daf, Sugyan daf Memches. What else do we mention in the Besson, aside from those three things? What else do we mention? Bris?
Torah?
You have to mention Bris and Torah? Is Bris and Torah Din Daraisa, or is Bris and Torah only a Din Darabanan? Not so clear. No, Gemara daf Memches, that you have to mention Bris and Torah. Bris and Torah Din Daraisa, Bris and Torah Din Darabanan, Poshav Shat and Tosus. Bris and Torah is a Din Daraisa, Din Daraisa. Where is this Tosus? Brachos daf Chof Madeis. Tosus writes, Bris and Torah seemingly is a Din Daraisa. The Gemara questions, is it possible that women could be chayiv in benching midaraisa? Why should women not be chayiv in benching midaraisa? It also says because benching requires bris in Torah, and women are not chayiv in bismila, they're not chayiv in the root mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so maybe women can't be chayiv in berchas hamazon. Pashup shaften and Tosus, bris in Torah is a din daraisa. Who disagrees with Tosus? Who disagrees? This is a bekias. This is a ritva. The Ritva is a Maseches Brachos, right? When you're learning the Ritva Maseches Brachos, do you notice there's something else in that Ritva? Something called Maseches Brachos. What else? Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva has something called Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos. Mm. Hilchos Brachos. Perek Zayin. Halachavo. The Ritva writes that Bris and Torah is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Only a Din D'Rabbanan. Machlokas Tosus in Ritva. Regarding Bris and Torah. The Ritva even mentions that's why if you don't mention Bris and Torah, you're Yotze. Because the Ritva writes a pretty great Kiddush, and that is that if something is a Din D'Araisa, it's Li'ikuva. But if something is a Din D'Rabbanan, then it can be a Din L'Chadchila. Because Kol B'D'Araisa Lo Shonilon Ben L'Chadchila Ben B'Di'Evet. If something is a Din D'Araisa, how can you say, but b'di'evet I'm okay. If the Torah says you must, how in the world can you say that, but if you don't do it, you're Yotze? If it's a Din D'Rabbanan, you can have a Din D'Rabbanan which is l'chadchila, I understand. But if something is a Din D'Araisa, it should be the Ikuva. So if somebody asks you, where is this Chiddush that a Din D'Araisa is l'Ikuva? So you'll say, oh, a Ritva, Brachos. Zayin Vav, a Ritva. What did most of you learn last year? Maseches? Sukkah. That's safe, right? So where is the Ritva in Sukkah that says that that's true? Is there a Ritva in Masechah Sukkah that writes that Kol Daraisa Lo Shon Ben L'Chadchila Ben B'di'evet? How far did you get? Everybody started the first parak. No? All the Halakha Yeshivas. No? So how far did you get? You did this to get Hida Mitzvah, Daf Yud Aleph? Is Hida Mitzvah Din Daraisa Din Darabanan? What did you say? The Ritva writes only Din D'Rabbanan. Who disagrees with the Ritva? Chazara. Who disagrees? I'm sure any yeshiva you're in, you did the sugya, they discussed. Now, Hidur, Hadar, Din D'Araisa, Din D'Rabbanan, Machlokes, the Ritva, and the... Who says that Hidur mitzvah is a Din D'Araisa? Nah, Chedushi Haravid, Musukah Daf Yud Aleph. Hidur mitzvah is a Din D'Araisa, Din D'Araisa. You learn Baba Kama, Daf Tes, Hidur Mitzvah Zad, Shlish, a Suffolk of the Gemara, Milagav, Milabar. How do you paskin in a Suffolk Hidur Mitzvah? Pretty important, no? Is a Suffolk Daraisa, is a Suffolk Darabana? The Ritva writes, Hidur Mitzvah is clearly, only a Din Darabanan. Why? Because isn't Mefurish, and that's Sugya, Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, that Hidur Mitzvah is not the Kuva. And Kol B'Daraisa Lo Shalom Ben L'Chadchila Ben B'di'evet. Ooh, another Ritva, no? I'll tell you a third Ritva, Megillah Dav Chav. Asugim Brachos Dav Tezva. When you say Kriya Shema, do you have to hear what you say? Shema Yisrael, You have to be mashmiel aznacha masha tamotzi mipicha. However, we pask, and that's only a din, lechatchila. Well, tell you bikiyas, a ritva, megillah d'afav. It's only a din d'rabbanan. Because if this really was a din d'araisa, that the Torah says you have to hear, how in the world can we say that, yes, the Torah says yes, but I say b'di'evid yoseh. How can that possibly be? Kol v'daraisa lo shama ben lechatchila ben b'di'evid. That's an important thing. All right, file that. Now, adin darais lechadchil, then possibility of, right, the ritzvah and helpful brachos, zayin vav, when it comes to bris and Torah and benching, your sugya, right, a ritzvah in sukkah and afhir aleph, last year's sugya, right, and a chidush of the ritzvah when it comes to megillah daf vav, tzarech lahashmiya, lazna. Three ritzvahs, very, very important. Very important. But against the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, the Bris and Torah is the Din D'araisa. So far, someone asks you a simple question. Now, what is benching min HaTorah? So you're going to say, well, look, I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Muslim. That's clear. Okay. The need to go ahead and to have themes of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, yes. The need to have individual brachos for those themes. Ooh, not so clear. HaTosfos and Avtezayin, right, against the Kiddush of the Rashba. Tosus Shita, that's a Din D'araisa. Three brachos. Bris and Torah, the Shita of the Balei HaTosfos. You know why this is so important? It's not only so important because if someone asks you, what is benching D'araisa? I'll tell you why this is so critical. Because you're going to get to a lot of complicated cases whether something is pas or whether something is not pas. Is the bracha hamotzi? Is the bracha mizonos? Is the bracha l'achareha benching, or is the bracha l'achareha an alamich? So let me ask you a heavy question. A safek birchas hamazon, a safek alamich. You ready? Is that a safek d'araisa, or is it a safek drama? Woo. How are you going to paskin? How are you going to paskin a safek birchas hamazon? Whoa. Safek d'araisa l'chumra. Can you be yotzei birchas hamazon d'araisa with an alamich? Can you be yotzei with an alamichia? If you can be yotzei with an alamichia, so I'll tell you this chiddush, right? You heard it here, and that is that a safek birchas hamazon and a safek alamichia is only a safek drabanan, not because benching is only drabanan, because you can be yotzei benching with an alamichia. So the safek as to whether I'm reciting this or whether I'm reciting that, that's only a safek drabanan. If one is going to argue that's not true, you can't be yotzei midaraisa. Benching with an almichia, a safek birchas hamazon becomes a safek daraisa, and sveka daraisa lachumra. That's incredible, no? Who says such a thing? Ooh, Rabbi Kiveger. Where would you find this Rabbi Kiveger? Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samaches. Rabbi Kiveger writes, this is a heavy deal. Whether a safek birchas hamazon, a safek almichia, is a safek daraisa, a safek darabanan. Because, you ready? In Alamicha, I have the theme of Mazon, and I have a theme of Eretz Yisrael, and I have a theme of Yerushalayim, but I don't have three brachos, and I don't have Bris and Torah. Ooh, so if the need for three brachos is Daraisa, Alamicha is not going to help. If the need for Bris and Torah is a Din Daraisa, that's not going to help. But if all that's only a Din Darabanan, and Midaraisa, I'm good to go. I have everything that I need in Minat Torah. That's pretty powerful, no? Worth coming to Eretz Yisrael just so that Rabbi Kiveger, no? Kuv Samaches. Unbelievable, no? Midrabanan, you're not Yotzi. Midrabanan, if you're supposed to say three separate brachos, and you only have a single, how are you going to be Yotzi with that? Midrabanan, not. I know Midrabanan, not. A person is obligated to bench and he makes an alamichia. You're going to tell that person that's not good enough. But the question is that not good enough Midrabanan? Or is that not good enough midaraisa? After all, if bris and Torah is only a din derabanan, the need for three brachos is only a din derabanan, so that's not good enough midrabanan. But if those dinim are daraisa, that's not good enough min haTorah. And if it's a safek birchas hamazon, a safek alamicha, that would be a sveika daraisa l'chumra. That's pretty heavy, no? Midrabanan certainly is not good enough, because if you have to recite many brachos, and you only recite a single bracha, you're not going to be yotzei. However, Shabbos Chavdalim. Is that so clear? But if you have to recite many brachos, and you only recite a single bracha, Not good? Not good? You know, the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph discusses the following. We have something very unusual on Nel Shabbos at the end of Maariv. And that's a form of a Chazar Sashatz. All of a sudden, the Chazan, to some extent, repeats a Shemoneh Esrei. A bracha achas me'ein sheva. A bracha achas me'ein sheva. Why exactly is that necessary? A bracha achas me'ein sheva. So the Gemara describes as follows. That, you know, there were people who came late to shul. Hard to imagine, but it happened. No, they came late to shul. They came late to shul. Gemara. And what would happen regarding these latecomers? So one would have thought, the latecomers, let them suffer. Let them walk home by themselves. No, it was a sakana to walk home by themselves. So Chazal were very concerned. What do we do about these people who came late? Bizman hazeh, I'll tell you so. No, I have a shul. No. The people who come late are the first ones to leave. No? Not true in the Gemara. For whatever reason, they came very late. You know what? You're going to stay very late. It's not going to be you're going to be the last one in and the first one out. How can that be? No? So these latecomers, and there were only like a few scragglers, no? They would be walking by themselves. That would be a sakana. So Chazal were very concerned about that. But we can't allow them to walk home by themselves. So because of that, the Chum established a bracha achas min sheva. Magen avos. How did that solve the problem? I'll tell you Chiddush. Rashi writes this, but the Gon writes differently. Rashi writes the problem is solved as follows. You know what? We're going to delay the tefillah. We're going to prolong the tefillah. We're going to make davening longer. How are you going to make davening longer? So we can put up a very slow chazan. In America, we can have announcements. No, we'll make davening much longer. You know what Chazal did? They established a Chazar HaSashatz. Why was it a Chazar HaSashatz? You know, according to Rashi, one could have argued it could have been other things also. Maybe it could have been Pirkei Tillim. Maybe it could have been something else. Let's have a Seder Kavua. It happens to be a Chazar HaSashatz. Okay? So there was a Chazar HaSashatz to delay the davening. And since they're delaying the davening, that would give a person an opportunity to be able to daven properly. Good? You look in the Gaon. Brief comment. Bir HaGras, Simen Reish Samaches. Where the Gaon writes, that wasn't the solution. You know why the Chachamim instituted a Chazar HaSashatz? You know why? Because the solution was this. This guy came late. So you ready? Instead of davening a Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to be Yotzei with the Chazar HaSashatz. Whoa, that's very different than Rashi. Rashi writes, we're just buying time. And while we buy time, so you know what? That he'll be able to catch up. No. Instead of davening seven brachos, he's going to be Yotzei with the single bracha. One instead of seven. So, you know, according to the Gaon, it's very clear why it had to be a Chazar HaSashatz. Announcements wouldn't help. Right? A Seder of Limud wouldn't help. A slow Chazan wouldn't help. It has to be a Chazar HaSashatz. You're going to be Yotzei. You're going to be Yotzei with that. I'll tell you a Gaon Shitas. Who says Magen Avos? So you know what the Minhag Hagra is? Only the Chazan. Only the Chazan says Magen Avos. No one else. Our most common Minhag is that everybody says Magen Avos. Mishnah Berurah is very makbid that, you know what, the Chazan should wait and then repeat every word of the Magen Avos. And Rav Soloveitchik felt is also a Chazanish that should be true when it comes to Chazar HaSashatz of Modim, the Chazan should say those words, Modim and Achim Lav, together with the Tzibur, but he should wait then. And then when the Tzibur finishes the Modim, the Rabbanan, that was the practice of Soloveitchik, that's a Chazanish, then the Chazan should pick up and say every word, just like when it comes to Magen Avos. Now that we don't say it simultaneously, but when the Tzibur finishes, then the Chazan goes ahead and kicks in. So the Gaon Shita, though, is only the Chazan says Magen Avos. You understand very well, because Magen Avos is a Chazar HaSashatz. So very different, Rashi and the Gaon, no? So I'll tell you the following. You look in Arachayim, Reish Samaches, there the two writes, name of the Gaonim, that if someone, let's say, makes a mistake in davening, or someone is unable to daven, he can be yotzei with Magen Avos, with the chazan's brachachas main sheva. So I'll ask you the following. That comment of the Torah in the name of the Gaonim, that you can be yotzei with Magen Avos, is that a chiddush or is that something that is an obvious observation? So you know what I'll tell you? According to Rashi, that's a great chiddush. According to the Gaon, it's self-evident. It's obvious that that's true. That was the takana. According to Rashi, that no one's being yotzei with Magen Avos. You're just stalling. You're just buying time. So in such a case, who says you could be yotzei? Oh, so the Gaonim write a chiddush. You can be yotzei. The Gaon would turn to the Gaonim and say, this is not a chiddush. Of course you can be yotzei, because that was the whole takana of Magen Avos. To be yotzei instead of davening yourself. So far, so good? So that's the psak, in Reish Samaches, that if necessary, a person can be yotzei their chiyuv of davening with Magen Avos. So I once wrote that, you know, isn't that a fascinating model? That you have to daven 7 brachos, but you can get by with 1 bracha. Is that really typically true? That if you have to recite many, you can get by with few? Oh, so I'll tell you a kasha. We can discuss whether midaraisa, you can be yotzei birchas hamazon with an alamechia, but even if you assume, yeah, you're good to go midaraisa, because the minna brachas is only drabanan, bris and torah is only drabanan, but guess what? Midrabanan, no. Midrabanan, if you need 3, you cannot be yotzei with 1. So that's a good kasha, no? If midrabanan, you need 3, you can't be yotzei with 1. So therefore, midrabanan, if you need 7, how can it be yotzei with 1? Interesting, no? Not my kasha. You know whose kasha this is? Beis Yosef. Siman Reish Samaches. If you have to daven 7, how can you get by with one? How can you get by with one? That's the Beis Yosef discussion. You know Beis Yosef answers? You ready for this? Because Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus. That's the Beis Yosef Teretz. Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. Mariv. Amachlokis. Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua. Whether Tfilas Arvis is a Chovah. Their service is Rishus. Mikra Demi Paskamai, Rabbi Yeshua, the Tfilah service is only a Rishus. Okay, if Tfilah service is a Rishus, then I understand that you can get by with less, because Tfilah service is a Tfilah's Rishus. However, if that's not true, if you're dealing with a Chiyu, then you cannot get by with less. So therefore, Birchas HaMazon, obviously, an absolute view, you cannot get by with a single bracha of an Alamechia. However, when it comes to Tfilas Arvis, since Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, so therefore you can somehow satisfy, you can get by being Yotzi with Magen Avos instead of Seven. With me. Ooh. So I'll tell you an afkamina. Yep.
We're
somewhat hesitant of relying on Chazoras Hashatz, because really you have to have appropriate kavana, right, in every word, and obviously the Chazan should have mind to be motzi here. Right. But Meikar Hadin, one could be Yotze. You take a look. Tosis has 2 deos in brachos, daflam and amadeis. Whether this is true when it comes to every mistake. When can you rely on Chazaras Hashatz? When it comes to every mistake in tefillah, when it comes to certain mistakes in tefillah, Tosis distinguishes a chiddush. If I forget the brach entirely, maybe then I can't be Yotze on Chazaras Hashatz. If I daven the proper Shmoneh Esrei, but all I forgot was Yalav Yavo, maybe then I can be yotzei with, the Shita of Rabbeinu Meir. Right? So, lahalacha, we're hesitant. Because it requires that mindset. So, yeah, I would tell everybody, he didn't daven, he should daven then by himself. right, rather than rely on the bracha chas mention. But mikra hadin, that could be a legitimate example. Right, I would not try to be yotze then in daven a second time. I would listen to the bracha chas min sheva as simply the takanas chachamim, but having in mind that if you didn't yet daven, you're going to daven for right your own personal tefillah, because it's not so simple to have the proper kavanah saleh, you know, necessary for every word of that chazara sashatz. So we're hesitant to rely on chazara sashatz for that purpose. So what was the chiddush of Beis Yosef Reis Samaches? The ability that you have to be yotze with Magen Avos when you are missing seven brachos is only because Arvis is Rishus. Because if you have to daven multiple brachos and you only davened one, you can't be yotze midrabanan. We discussed midaraisa, midrabananat, vaharaya, benching, and alamech. So I'll tell you fancy nafkamina. What's that? Right. It's a good question. What about Havineinu? At least a Havineinu has the miskeres hatvila. Miskeres hatvila. So in a Havineinu, unlike a bracha ktsara, Havineinu, you do have seven brachos of a framework of a Shmon Esrei. So with that, it is true. That's mafurish in the Gemara, that if a person davens a tefillas Havineinu, he indeed could be yotze. But there is a big difference between seven brachos, which the Gemara writes in brachos of Chavches, is a Shmon Esrei, as opposed to a single bracha which is not. And that's the chiddush that the Beis Yosef writes, that's only because to the service is Rishus. Ooh, so I'll tell you the following afkamina. You ready for this? A person didn't daven mincha on Friday afternoon. What does he have to do?
Tashlumin.
No, the second bracha is tafkava. Tashlumin. So you ready for this question? What is the status of tashlumin mincha? What is the status of tashlumi mincha? Mincha is a tefillas chov. Mariv is only a rishus. Can the tefillas tashlumin be any more chamor than the ikar tefillah bizmana? Because, you know, the Gemara does write, brachos tapachov mabeis, that tashlumin piggybacks off of the tefillah bizmana. If a person, for example, would flip the order, the Rif writes, it's makev, you're not yotze. You have to start with the prime tefillah. It's prime for the tefillah bizmana. And as an extension of one could daven a tefillah's tashlumin. So what exactly is the status of tashlumei mincha? On the one hand, mincha zachova, and I'm making up mincha. On the other hand, the tefillah balayla is only a tefillah's rishus. That's a little bit unclear. Now, what is the status of tashlumei mincha? Tashlum, not clear. There is a prima godim, kuf chafav. There's the berhetiv, simen kuf ches, that mariv is rishus, but tashlumi mincha is considered to be a chovah. I'll tell you a chiddush of berhetiv. Berhetiv writes this, kuf ches, and writes, uvezeh miyushav kushis atosis. With this, you can resolve tosis as kash. You know what tosis as kash is? Unbelievable. Brachos daf kafav mad aleph. Bottom tosis. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh? And a person forgets yalav yavud mari. You repeat Shmon Esrei, don't repeat Shmon Esrei? You don't, right? Why not? Because the Gemara says in brachos andav lamid, that kiddush achodesh is only bayom, it is not balayla, ein mekadshnes achodesh ela bayom, and therefore not. Husatosus is bothered by the following. Why do I need this fancy reason? Kiddush HaChodesh. Forget about Kiddush HaChodesh. Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishus. So Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishus. How can you argue, I must repeat. I didn't have to daven in the first place. So what do you mean, I must repeat? Oh, that's Tosus Kash. Why do you need a reason of Kiddush HaChodesh? Forget about that technical reason of Kiddush HaChodesh. Mariv. You're not obligated to drink Mariv, because Mariv is only a Rishus. Tosus writes, the word Rishus in Shas does not necessarily mean optional, take it or leave it. But sometimes the Gemara contrasts two chiyuvim. One as a mitzvah, one as a relative mitzvah kala. Oh, we'll call one a chiyuv, another a Rishus. But the bottom line is, both are absolutely necessary. Uso, berheitim, kuches, right? Uvezem, yushov, kushes, atosis. You got it. Verhetiv writes the following. I'll give you a case where tefillah balayla zechova. When do you ever have tefillah balayla zechova? You know what the answer is? Tashlumei mincha. Tashlumei mincha. Imagine the following. A person doesn't daven mincha on Friday, and he davens tashlumei now on Shabbos, and guess what? It's Rosh Chodesh, and he forgets Yalav Yavo. That's the Berheitiv. If you're going to argue the only reason you have closer is to the service is Rishus, here you have Tefillah service, which is a Chova, Tashlumei Mincha. And therefore it's a Tefillah as a Chova. But if the answer is Kiddush HaChodesh is never Balayla and there is never a need for Chazara, if you forget to mention Yalav Yavo Balayla, then you're good to go. No? Whoa, that's the Berheitiv. So interesting split of the Berheitiv. Mariv is Rishus, Tashlumei Mincha is considered to be a Chov. Wow, that's interesting. Who disagrees with this? There's Rishash that disagrees. Brachos Daf Chavav. The Rishash maintains that Tashlumei Mincha cannot be more chamor than Mariv. How can the ancillary tefillah, which is an expansion of, be more chamor than the Ikar HaTefillah? And if the Ikar HaTefillah is Rishus, Tashlumei Mincha is only a Rishus. And I'll tell you, even a third shita, this is Shlomo Kluger writes this, Tanshuvas, Elef HaChashlomo Simen Nun Gimel, that Tashlumei Mincha is a Chova, and Tashlumen has to follow a Tefillah Chova. He writes something very difficult, but it's in print, that night, Marev is a Chova. Marev is a Chova. So that, the 3 days, that's pretty fascinating, no? That a person doesn't have mincha, he has to have two shmon esrays that night. What's the status of those two shmon esrays? So, Rishus, Rishus, Rishus Chova, or Chova, Chova. Yeah? Ooh, so I once wrote the following. I'll give you an afkamina. Can a person rely... What do you think, huh? Pretty cool. Can a person rely on Maganavos? Can a person rely on Maganavos? He didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. And all of a sudden now we realize, oh, I've daven two Shmon Esrays. Two Shmon Esrays, you know what? Let me rely on Magen Avos. Oh, Beis Yosef writes, Reis Samachetz. You're only relying on Magen Avos because Rishus. Because normally, 3-1, 7-1, no good. No good. It's only because Marv is Rishus. So someone asks, you know, can I rely on Magen Avos? You know what the answer is going to be? Either yes and yes, right? Or no and yes, or no and no. No. According to Avichai Shlomo, no, you can't rely on it at all, because both are a chova. According to the Rishash, yes, you can rely on Magen Avos for the Tashlumei Mincha. You'll daven one Shmon Esrei yourself, that's Mariv, and you're going to rely on Magen Avos for Tashlumei Mincha. And according to Berheitiv and Pimagadim, no, that which you daven is a Tefillas Rishus, but Tashlumei Mincha is a Chova, for that you can't rely on Magen Avos. No? That's interesting. No, but it starts with the benching and the Alamichi is a fascinating possibility. Yep.
Nobody says that Mara is Rishus. It means nowadays it's upon our
right. There is such a shita of the Bahag, the Rambam, Kfar Nodol, Yisrael, Shaviole Kachova. Shaviole Kachova. But I'll tell you something fascinating. Even though the Rambam writes Shaviole Kachova, the Rambam writes so many nafkaminas between Mariv as opposed to Shachris and Mincha. The Rambam writes that seemingly to the Sarvish is Rishus, history. Shavio Krachova, Kranogo Ko Yisrael, Kranogo Ko Yisrael. But then the Rambam writes nafkamina after nafkamina between Mariv and Shachris and Mincha. So apparently you see that even though Shavio Krachova, the nafkamina still apply. The nafkamina still apply. Right? Why that's true? Ooh, I'll tell you a kiddush. You know, there is there's a beautiful sefer of Zevin Road called Ishim Veshitas. Ishim Veshitas. Right? It's worth reading through. It's written beautifully. It tells you a biography of Amish Gedolim, And then what's so beautiful about it, it tells you the Derech HaLimud. Tells you the Derech HaLimud. So not only does it tell you about the Ragged Sheva, it tells you the Ragged Sheva's Derech HaLimud. And not only does it tell you about Reb Chaim, but it tells you about Reb Chaim. Not like the Derech HaLimud. The Derech HaLimud. So there Reb Zevin says, let me give you a classic Reb Chaim to show you Reb Chaim's Derech HaLimud. So that's this Reb Chaim. No, Perigir, Hilchos Tefillah. This Reb Chaim, this Reb Chaim. Where Reb Chaim writes the following. Let's assume, for example, Shachar Simincha is Chova, Marev is only Irishus. Good? Okay. Reb Chaim writes, that's not just simply a difference in terms of Chovas HaGavra, Gavra, Gavra, I must and I may, but something much, much more essential. The difference between a carbon chov and a carbon adav is not just simply that I have to bring a chatos and I don't have to bring an olas nedava, but bechetza, it's a different type of carbon, no? It's a different type of carbon, different dinim. It's not just simply I must, I may, but the character of the carbon is different. Oh, Reb Chaim writes, according to the Rambam Sheik, the same thing is true when it comes to shachar simincha as opposed to marim. Bechetza, Shachar Simincha is a Tfilas Chov. Bechevtza, Marev is only Tfilas Rishus. Let's assume, for example, a person makes a neder. I hereby determine that I am going to offer a carbon every week. Does that become a carbon chova? There's a chovas, hagavra, to daven a, or offer a, carbon nedava each and every week. The cheftza, the carbon remains a carbon nedava. I have to do so. There's a chovas agavra too. Oh, that's what Reb Chaim writes about Shabil Ekachova. There is a chovas agavra to daven a tfilas nedava every night. But the cheftza, the tfila remains a tfilas rishus. It doesn't change the character of the tfila. The tfila remains, just like the carbon would remain. If I say every month I'm going to bring an olas nedava, it remains, it doesn't become an olas chova. It doesn't have different dinim, that's obvious, no? But there's a chovas hagavra to daven a tilas nedava, b'chol yom. That's a classic model, no? Between difference of a chiv and chefz as opposed to a halacha that one finds right in gavra. So that I will tell you is an important difference. So again, Birchas HaMazon. What is Birchas HaMazon Daraisa? Okay, we discussed the requirements. Minin HaBrachos, Bris and Torah, a fundamental machlokes. How much does one have to eat in order to be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon on a level of Daraisa? How much is a person obligated to? On the one hand, the Gemara mentions Kazayis Kabeitza, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, as you mentioned, Kedei Sviya. What's the din deraisa Birchas HaMazon? What exactly is the din derabanan of Birchas HaMazon? Is Kazayis a din deraisa? Is Kabeitz a din deraisa? Only Kedei Sviya? Not so clear. The Sheet of Rashi, the Sheet of Tosus, Brachos Daf Chaf, Brachos Daf Memches. Kazayis is only a din derabanan. Midaraisa kedei sviya. Midaraisa kedei sviya. That's necessary. Against the sheet of the Ramban, where the Ramban writes, based on the Bavli and Yuma, based on Yerushalmi, clearly, that Kazayis is a din deraisa. Kazayis is a din deraisa. Let me ask you the following. Kazayis requires... You eat a kazayis, I get that. Is there a time frame? Is there a time frame? Yeah, kazayis has to be betol kedei achilas pras. What about kedei sviya? What about, in order to be chayiv in birchas HaMazon darais, do you require achila betol kedei achilas pras? Not so clear. What's the time frame? A person goes ahead and eats, and eats, and eats. He's slow, right? It's one of these kind of power lunches, no? Where you kind of, you know, you eat and talk, and eat and talk, and eat and talk, and you know, at the end of the meal, he's full. Do you have to have a kazayis tokei achilas pras? That's not so unusual. You know, after all, Pesach, kind of we make sure to see do it. We have a kazayis token at Pilas Ras. Pesach, what about, did you wash this morning? Did you wash this afternoon? Are you going to wash tonight? What about every siddur? Every siddur? You have to make sure to have a kazayis token at Pilas Ras. So there is a possible chiddush, but no doubt a chiddush, whoa, that kadei smia does not require achila tokid achilas pras. Kazayis, a minimal amount of eating, yeah, that has to be framed. That's within a short window of time. Kadei smia, so I'm soveya, but it took me 15 minutes to eat. It took me 10 minutes to eat. I'm not chayiv in benching. So maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. That as long as there is the hanas asiya, even though that there was no achila toked achilas pras, hayim chayim. Who in the world says such a thing? So this is the prima godim, simin reish yud, within the Magen Avraham. Oh, that's the prima godim writes. Achila toked achilas pras is necessary when it comes to kazayis, but not when it comes to kedei sviyah. Your chayiv and benshin nidaraisa, even if it took you a half hour to eat, and even if at no window of time was there an achila tokede achilas bras. Wow. A second shita, there's a Mishnah Berurah now, Sharat Zion, Simen Reish Yud, Sivkat Niyud, where the Sharat Zion writes an unbelievable split that in order to be chayiv and benshin yidareisa, the sviya does not have to be toked achilas pras, but there has to be a kazayis toked achilas pras. You have to have achila, achilas kazayis toked achilas pras, that results in sviya, but you don't need kedei achilas pras for sviya, but you need it for achila. Yeah, you heard it here, no? Asharat Zion, Reish Yud Yud. And the Minchas Tinach writes in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, everything has to be toked achilas pras. Sviya has to be toked achilas pras. I'll tell you, that deal reflects on a much broader question. When a person recites Birchas HaMazon, to what extent is Birchas HaMazon on the Mais Achila? To what extent is it on the Hanos HaSviya? Hanos HaSviya. The Chazanish raises the following deal. It's Chakir and Chazanish and Rachaim Simon Chafes. You know that the person eats, and if there's a huge window of time and he didn't bench, already beyond the Zman equal, so he does not bench. Chazanish writes a din. Why exactly is that true? Is that a din hefsek? They're din hefsek b'chalot derekula. Oh no, that's not just simply din hefsek. That's the following, that you're obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon HaHanos HaSviya, and if it is Lachar Zman Iko, there's no longer HaHanos HaSviya. Ooh, Chakir and Chazanish. The Chazanish writes not a Raibu Chachas, but the fact that if a person eats here and then leaves, under many circumstances we insist he should return to the Makom Achila in order to bench, that seems to indicate that the benching is not just on Hanos HaSviya, but the benching is even part of the Mais Achil as well. I'll tell you an unbelievable suffix from Rabbi Kiveger. This is a Rabbi Kiveger in Kuf Peva. You ready for this? Rabbi Kiveger writes the following. Tonight's your bar mitzvah. You know, your mother says to you, you're going to be really nervous, when tonight. So eat now. Okay, so you know what? Your bar mitzvah is like in an hour or so. So you eat. Your mother reminds you, I bench now. So I eat, and I bench, run off to my bar mitzvah. Rabbi Kiveger writes, unbelievable, no? The achila was when he was a katan. But the sviya is even as he's a gadol. Who says he was yotze with the prior mention? Rabbi Kiveger, kuf chavar. Rabbi Kiveger writes at Sarafi and Ladina whether the person has to bench again. He benched as a cut. He benched as a katan. He ate as a katan. Yeah, but he ate as a katan, but he was sovei as a gadol. He was sovei as a gadol. Whoa, Safik Rabbi Kamegar. Rabbi Kamegar writes the following. A person, oh, Rachman Litzlan. Right. He has a suda. He's an onen. And now, he's sovei as a bar chiyuva la'achar ha'kura, but the achila was kodam kura. Safik Rabbi Kamegar. Well, he's chayiv in the Birkas HaMazon. Right? Maybe the Hanas Hasvi is considered to be enough of a Mechaim. Even though that the Maisa Achila was Biptur, an important Chiddush. Rabbi Kveger writes both. One could have split. Rabbi Kveger writes this is relevant both when it comes to Katan as well when it comes to an Onen. An important Chiddush. Let me just wrap up. There is a beautiful comment of Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed, the Mitzvah Berachas HaMazon. I began by telling you that there are two different brachas d'orais the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Like one is Berachas HaTorah, one is Berachas HaMazon. Both are d'orais. It's an important Sefer HaChinuch for another reason as well, because many are bothered that the Rambam does not count Berachas HaTorah in many Ramitzvahs. Maybe that would indicate the Rambam holds that Birchas HaTorah is only did the Rabbanon, the Sidi Brachas HaKabbalah, but an important Ha'orah. The Chinuch usually follows the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch also does not count Birchas HaTorah following the Rambam, but it's Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch and Taf Lamed, the Birchas HaTorah is Darais. That's the Shita, for example, the Mabit, the Kriya Sefer, that even though the Rambam doesn't count Birchas HaTorah is Darais. It's Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch. Because the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't count Birchas HaTorah, but the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Taf Lamed that there are only two brachas darais. One is Birchas HaMazon and one is Birchas HaTorah. And it's not coincidental that these are the two darais, because the only model of a bracha that you have darais is a Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. And the nature of Birchas HaMazon is a Birchas HaTorah. And, the Shita of the Chinuch Ramban in the Hashmatos and Sefer Mitzvos and Tesvav, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaTorah. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah session. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah. Both of which are Daraisa, both are Birchas HaTorah. Wow. Sefer HaChinuch writes the following. If they're both Birchas HaTorah, so why is the timing of Birchas HaMazon different from the timing of Birchas HaTorah? That's discussion. When is the most important time to make the bracha? Before or after? Before or after? So Birchas HaMazon is l'achar achila, and Birchas HaTorah is kodem halimud. Why is it that one is before? Why is one after? If the nature of the bracha is that there are both Birchas HaTorah. If you're going to tell me Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, I understand that a Birchas HaMitzvah is a Lasi Asim, Safim Dav Zayim. But if they're both Birchas HaTorah, why the split? Why the before and after? Oh, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes is there is a fundamental difference between Hanas HaGuf as opposed to Hanas HaNefesh. If someone were to ask you, like, what is the value of eating? Why is it necessary to engage in Achim? So isn't the answer, right? It's not the act of eating. The act of eating, maybe in America, no? It's the act and the pleasure of the eating itself. The maisachila. I would tell you, it's the act of eating. That in and of itself is an end. You know, isn't it a tool? A tool. After all, eating enables. It enables. It strengthens you. It provides you. You're nourished. You're satiated. And therefore, now the question is, what the Mechaber writes? That, now what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided with all of your physical needs, so what's next? What's next? How do you channel? What do you do? What's the expectation? But isn't it clear, it is not the Maisa Achila, but rather it is the effect of the Sphere. And therefore, if I'm thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, You know, I thank Kadosh Baruch Hu la'achar ha'achila because I understand it's the aftermath of that allows me to. A person were to ask you about Esek Batov. Esek Batov. Why? The answer is because it's impactful. It's impactful. That's absolutely true. Undeniable. Right? The Torah Hashem impacts. The Torah Hashem transforms. The Torah Hashem resonates. But that's not simply why we're Osek Batov. Osek Batov. The act of Esek Batov. That itself is an incredible privilege that requires Shevach V'Hodah. The act in of itself. It's not that, you know, you hear a great shiur and therefore, you know what, you walk away with, whoa, you know, I'm uplifted. That's true. But that's not where it's at. It's the Esek Batov. It's the Hasmada Atzuma. The act in and of itself. That is the privilege of. And therefore, it's insufficient to wait until La'achar Halimud to be able to recite the bracha. There, absolutely, the Hanas HaNefesh is over La'asiyasam, the opportunity too. You have to be grateful for the opportunity. You don't have to be thankful, Mikragin, for the opportunity to eat. A bracha rishon, yes, on a level of the Rabbanan. But the trigger of Birkas HaMazon is the Hanas HaSfiyah, La'achar HaAchila. Unlike when it comes to that element of Esek Batori. I'd mentioned just a week ago, the Gemara tells us in the Dharma, Daf Pei Aleph, Alma of the Haaretz. What was the catalyst for the Churban HaBayis? The Gemara tells us, Shlo Hayu Mefarek in Batora Tchila. Tchila, ooh, that last word, that's the punchline, no? Not Lo Hayu Mefarek in Batora. A bracha recited, but you know what? After, the Ran writes, Lo hayu divrei Torah chashuvinei, lo hayu oskim val nishma. That's the key. Where do you see that we revere the chashivas haTorah? You know what the answer is? A birkas hodah prior to. That is the ultimate reverence for. And that's exactly what the Gemara writes, Lo hayu mevarchin. That you have to realize, that privilege of Esek Batov, as Madrichim, the ability, Lilmod Lame, that's an unbelievable uprightness. Maybe we'll have a chance to speak in the next few days, but make sure, right, if you're representing the Torah Hashem to others, you know it goes. Realize that you're not going to know it cold unless you chazer time and time and time and time again. You know, you learn something once, you think you're in a position to be able to, absolutely. Now, ask your rebbeim how many times they chazer tzugis before they were able to go ahead and be melamed l'acherim. And even without that, be l'acherim. To know the Torah Hashem means absolute chazer. If you ask anyone who somehow seems to know, like, you know, sukkis, gemaras, how many times the chazara was done? I don't know what to tell you. You'd be stunned by the amounts of time. I'm in a Vedas now for my mother's subhanAllah. Rashi writes in Parshas Toldos that there's a minhag at Sudas Havra that you eat beitzah. Rashi writes, a beitz is cyclical, it's round, it's like a gagal hachozer. So my great-grandfather, Tzipe Safrank, not only ate beitz in the Siddhas Havra, but when he was an Avel, he made sure to learn the Sechus Beitz. Because that's our kish. We can see him in the Sechus Beitz. So my great-grandfather, Tzipe Safrank, made him see him in the Sechus Beitz every day of Yom Yisrael. From the moment that Shiva was over until the time of your base functions. Every day is seen on the Mesef. So of course he knew the Mesef, the Baal Peh, but it didn't happen just, you know, because every day. 40 blood, every day. And these are, you know, hasagos, but you know what? Bafimai Drugasenu, they're attainable. Yeah, you'd be surprised if you chazer diligently and you really put your mind to it, then how much you can accomplish. And if you do so, you'll be zochet to unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. Unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. If you just learn something a couple of times, it's not going to stick. Not going to stick. No, but if you really chaz, you make it part of you, game chayenu, all of a sudden you're going to see it transformative. It's just a different being. And that I'll tell you, that I assure you. If you let the Torah transform who you are, it will absolutely happen. No, but it requires amelus, it requires hasmada, it requires perseverance, it requires a birchas Torah over lasias. When it comes to achila, you know what, we can be patient. We'll wait until after the achila to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us. When it comes to Esef HaTorah, you have to revere that privilege, right, from the get-go, from the starting day, from the moment that you wake up in the morning. You know, it's a challenge every morning. The Bone writes, you're not allowed to be maharher b'divrei Torah until you make Berachas HaTorah. It's a difficult challenge every morning. Now, how exactly do you catch those, you know? The Gemara does have, in Zvachim Kufays, sometimes Onas Rachman HaPatra. The Gemara has a difficult suffix of Tfuyom. You ever see that sugya? Zvachim Kufays and the Bays. The Gemara says, the Rabbi says, why is it a suffix? I heard this from the laws of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, where did you hear this from the laws of Rabbi Shimon? What do you mean? The Amar Rabbi laws of Shimon, the Bays HaKisa. It's a Gemara, no? I heard him say it when he was using the bathroom. He was like, sing the shir on Tfilyon. Where I said, you're not allowed to do some of these Americas. So take a look at the last two words. Zvachim kufeis mabeis. On stoshani. That's the Gemara. Ones rachana batre. What can you do? Ones rachana batre. Rashi writes that ones in our batza satola. We use ones rachana batre for everything else under the sun, except for, you know, like, you know, to learn in a makamatuna. That's the Gemara's ones rachana batre. No, it's like, it's an unbelievable bar. But you know what? The female Driga is saying it. Take advantage of every opportunity. Lilma Ulame, and the Shmurukh should give you a siyata d'shmaya.